朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们这个就只是一段，因为我们一念中文英文都这个整个一段太长了，大家可以去翻开路加福音第二章来看哈。在圣殿当中过完逾越节以后，
So after the Passover in the Holy Temple，
这时候耶稣12岁，
Jesus was 12。
然后呢，这个父母和其他的这些亲朋好友就往回走，往南方那走，对不对？往加利利走。
So we see that the family began to move into Galilee to Nazareth。
那走了一天的路程以后，发现耶稣没了。
A day's journey in, they realized that Jesus wasn't there。
爸爸跟妈妈说那个孩子呢，然后妈妈跟妈妈说不是跟你在一起吗，对不对？这我们常常这个一家里出事情，爸爸妈妈这个夫妻就开始这个互相推卸责任啊，就是开玩笑。
And so perhaps that's something relatable in our daily lives is that the dad would ask the mom, where's the child? And the mom would say, isn't he with you?
他们就开始回圣殿去找了，过了3天才在圣殿回耶路撒冷找，在圣殿当中找到耶稣。
So they retraced their footsteps and they finally found Jesus 3 days later in the temple.
好，这是耶稣童年当中一个很戏剧性的这样一幅图画。首先有人有这么问题，怎么会12岁这么大的一个孩子，爸妈带他走一天居然都没有发现这孩子走了，这个不可思议。
So this is one of the more dramatic events recorded of the younger Jesus. One question that comes out about, on this event that some people would ask is,How is it possible that he's 12 and yet he's lost?
我们很快的回答啊，就是当时他们去圣殿里面，我们如果注意看这个圣经当中上行之诗，犹太人他们到耶路撒冷去朝见神过节期，都是一对一对的一起来走啊，因为那个道路艰难，充满艰险。
So as a background information, we know, even from reading the Psalms, that when they go into Jerusalem for the festivities,they always travel in a big number in different groups of families and relatives.
所以你注意看路加福音第二章那里也有提到这件事情啊，在这个亲戚当中去找他。
And so in Luke chapter 2, we see it written too that Joseph and Mary were looking for Jesus among the relatives.
还有一点请大家注意，那时候耶稣12岁，他有没有兄弟姐妹？
Also another point to note is that by 12, Jesus Do we know if he has other siblings?
这就不考大家，也不用回答了。我说，差不多啊，大概啊，至少6个兄弟，都是孩子，都是比他的弟弟妹妹都小啊，因为他是最大的啊，6个弟弟妹妹。
So that Jesus likely to have at least 6 siblings.
4个兄弟的名字都还有，然后他的这个妹妹也是双数的，所以至少还有2个。
So we have.The names of the 4 brothers, we know that the sisters are at least 2 of them.
大家有兴趣回去可以查圣经。
So again, look into your scripture, the answer is there.
所以这样一个 big family, 那爸爸妈妈的肯定就 take care 这些小的小弟弟妹妹。
So with such a big family and the attention of the parents are on the younger siblings,
所以把耶稣丢了这个事情呢是可能会发生的，大家不要怀疑。
So it's very possible and even reasonable to know that Jesus was lost.
我们做父母的，以前我孩子小的时候，我跟那个我太太带孩子去商场，然后也是有时候，哎呀，爸爸以为妈妈带孩子，妈妈以为爸爸带啊。好，那我们再看一个，这个大家怎么知道吧
？So something, not only relatable in our daily lives, we even have a movie.
对不对？这个 movie 大家都看过吧 ？Christmas， 对不对？啊，这 Home Alone 啊。
So rather than Home Alone.
这个不是 Home Alone， 这是什么 ？Temple Alone。
Then we got Temple Alone。
哎，这忘了在哪里呢？圣殿当中。
That for some reason in the minds of Mary and Joseph, they've forgotten that he would be in the temple.
啊，这是我们现在要讲的重点了。
Now this is our focus.
如果要是我们把我们的孩子 leave alone, where would you rather leave him or her?
如果你要让你孩子自己一个人独处的话，你会让他在哪里独处呢？
在家里。
At home?
在学校。
In school?
在车站。
At a bus station, train station?
在球队。
In a sports team?
耶稣基督的父母。
The parents of Lord Jesus.
爱主敬畏神。
They love the Lord, they revere the Lord.
遵守圣经的教导和吩咐。
That they obey the teachings of Scripture.
把他从小就带到圣殿当中，带到神的面前。
From young, they brought him in the temple to bring him before the Lord.
乃至于在圣经当中，耶稣基督跟这些教法师、教师当中的这个应对，那些人都稀奇。
Such that the those teachers of the law are in awe when they interact with Jesus.
Well, 你可以说，那当然了，耶稣是神嘛。
Of course, we would say, well, Jesus is God.
啊，但是我们若效法这样敬虔的父母，那我们的孩子成长的路程也可以像耶稣那样。
Yeah, at the same time, if we are to look at this growth development.Of Jesus, and if we as parents we do likewise as Joseph and Mary does, we can also see such a development of our children.
今天社会上面好多好多的活动啊。
So we have many many activities on our social calendar in society.
不像当年的美国啊，礼拜天上午是不会办什么马拉松，不会办什么球赛的。
There many years ago in the U.S., the morning on Sunday mornings are always protected. There's never an event such as a marathon.
我在原来在纽约上周有一次开车去我们这个南边一个城市叫 Corning， 就康宁啊，生产这个玻璃，那个康宁去那边讲道，哇，结果遇到这个跑马拉松，那么小的一个城市，这个马拉松规模好大，整个把路这个拦得个乱七八糟，结果我开到他们教会差一点就迟到了。
So there was once we were traveling to Corning, this place where you have your Corningware.
然后我就跟他们讲，我说呢，这个我到这个南方，Alabama 曾有一次去服侍主。
And so a very similar experience happened also in Alabama, where there was a marathon and we got stuck in traffic almost out late.
在那边呢，因为是 Bible Belt， 因为大家都是敬拜神的，都去教会。
Sorry, very different experience. Alabama Bible Belt. Everyone's just worshiping the Lord.
礼拜天上午你办活动没人来的。
When you organize an event on Sunday morning, you won't have zero attendance.
甚至不单是礼拜上，礼拜三晚上学校都不办活动。
Even on Wednesday nights, you do not see activities in the schools.
为什么？大家都去教会祷告会 ，Wednesday night service.
Why is that? Because if you have a Wednesday night or midweek service.
所以让我说一句，今天在教会当中啊，我们做父母孩子稍微大一点了，球赛，哎呀，礼拜天牧师啊不能来了，有球赛。
So something for our parents to consider. For example, sometimes we say, yeah, my child has a game on Sunday, so I'm not able to show up.
到底谁是在我们生命当中去守卫
？So who is holding the number one position in our life?
刚才我说，我们若把孩子献在主的面前来尽情的养育他，我们的孩子也会比较像耶稣。
And so again, as a reminder of what was alluded to earlier, is that if we are to lead the child in the way that Joseph and Mary has, then so will our children in their growth.
这里有一个电影《Home Alone》，还有一个电影叫《火的战车》（Chariot of Fire）， 大家有看过吧
？So we do have this movie Home Alone, but there's also another movie called Chariot of Fire.
那一位的主角叫做 Eric Little， 很多人都知道他。
The protagonist is Eric Little。
如果你再不信，我给大家看一个统计的资料。
So I can show you this particular survey。
那有人专门的做过研究。
That they have made research。
大家这个看我就不多念了，简单最后的一个结果，这个研究的结果就是，如果要是这个父母他们是有敬虔的信仰，把孩子从小带到教会里面来的话，那么最后这种结论啊。
If the parents are themselves pious and they raise up their children in the faith, then they come to a general observation or conclusion.
They should see the findings in the professional literature of the social sciences on the positive consequences that flow from faithful church attendance.
那这些政客在这些调查当中应该可以看得见说在这样社会科学里面所调查出来的是如果是出自一个对于教会出席率有忠诚的这样一个家庭它终会带来一个正面性的后果
因为在这样家庭长大的孩子他们的犯罪率他们的这个文盲率啊，他们的这个吸毒率还有啊，对这个社会福利的依赖的比率全都降低
There is a very distinct decrease in the rate of vices as well as dependency, for example, on government support when it comes from a faithful family.
刚才我们看到的这个电影《Home Alone》刚才只是一个电影，那我们也知道，可能有人知道这位演员很可爱的小男孩啊，麦考利金他的故事。
And so the actor of that child in Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.Perhaps some of us know his story.
这样不单他自己被捕因为是吸毒的原因而且他有一个妹妹是因为吸毒出去。
So not only was he entangled in drug addiction, he has a sister who passed away because of an overdose.
很令人难过的事情当然我们为他祷告希望他能够再站起来。
Of course, this is some, a live event that is so painful.And we pray that he would again rise.
我绝不是说每一个在教会长大的孩子一定就是一生敬虔，我一定能够找到特例。
Right now, what I'm not saying that every child who grows up in the church will always be on the right path because there will always be exceptions.
但是从整体来说，这是绝对无可辩驳的，就是在神的面前在教会长大的孩子，他们会比较的有这样一个敬虔的生命，有这样一个高尚的品格。
But from an observation, a general observation relative to the general population, we see that children who grow up in the church and before the Lord, they are usually less entangled in the vices.
好，所以我们的结论是 God alone.
That we can draw a conclusion, and that is by God alone.
诗篇七十三篇说，除了你以外，除你以外，在天我还有谁呢？
That who else do I have in heaven but you?
我们没有别的可以靠的，只有我们的主，我们的神，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That there's no one else that we can depend on.
做父母的也是同样。
The same goes for parents.
我们只有依靠主，依靠神。
That we are to trust in our Lord.
做父母真的不是一件容易的事情。
That it is not easy as being parents, for sure.
我们来看耶稣基督对玛利亚的回答。
Let us look at the reply that Mary gave to, sorry, that Jesus gave to Mary.
玛利亚问耶稣说：“你怎么这样让你的父亲和我着急呢？”
Jesus says, "Well, why are you worrying so or frazzled over my business with my father?"
这个耶稣说：“岂不是我当以我父的事为念？”耶稣就这样的回答。这个玛利亚
that Jesus very directly replied, "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?"
我想请大家来稍微想一想，耶稣基督这样的回答，十二岁的耶稣基督，他的妈妈终于在圣殿三天以后在圣殿当中找到他，多么的着急啊！你怎么这么让我和你爸爸伤心呢？然后这个耶稣来了一句说：“岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”哎，你说这个孩子这回答是怎么样？
So if we put ourselves in the position of the parents who've been searching for 3 days, finally we found him in the temple, the next thing you know is that Jesus the son is speaking to the mother, don't you know that I have to be in my father's house? What would you think?
有没有一点这个 rebellious, 有没有?
Do we all of a sudden have a hint or does Jesus all of a sudden have a hint of rebellion?
有点背逆哈啊，有没有一点这个 prideful， 有点骄傲
？Does it all of a sudden sound like Jesus was that
arrogant？ 不是，十二岁的耶稣，他这话什么意思？基本上就是说 ，I am the Son of God， 对不对
？It's almost as if Jesus is saying, "Well, I'm the Son of God."
如果要是有任何一个人，十二岁的孩子或者二十岁、二三十岁的成人，他在说，岂不是我应当以我父的事为念吗？I'm the Son of God. 他是在什么？
if you're 12 years old, or even if you're 20 or 30, and you're asked a question and your reply is, well, I'm to be in my father's house, I'm the son of God.
要么他是在亵渎神，对吧？因为圣经明讲，我们人不可以自称是神的。
So either he is blaspheming God because he, as humans, you're not supposed to proclaim divinity or as God.
或者他就是疯子。
Or that he's crazy.
这个脑子不正常了。
Or that he's a madman, there's something malfunctioning in his mind.
或者是傻子被别人误导，对不对？别人说你是神了，我是神，我是神，脑袋不转的。
Or that he might be intellectually challenged.
任何一个正常的人不会这样讲的。
Any person who is sensible, generally will not give such a reply.
但是，请大家听好。
However, pick up our ears, let's listen.
如果要在整个世界上能够有一个十二岁的孩子。
If in the world we have this one child who is 12 years old,
他有资格骄傲。
That he has this right to boast.
他有资格有完全的自信。
That he has the right, or he's qualified to have full confidence.
他有资格不听他爸爸妈妈的话。
That he has confidence to set aside what the parents have said.
这个人就是耶稣基督自己，对不对？
Then that child would be Jesus Christ.
因为他说什么？我是神，这是真的呀。
Because what he's stating is a fact.
He's truly the son of God.
他真是神的儿子。
岂不知我应当以我父的事奉念了。
Didn't you know that I'd be in my father's house for his business?
我的父母是真的是教导我要尊主为大吗？
That haven't you taught me that I am to exalt my God?
然后他说了这个话以后呢，很有意思，他爸爸妈妈不明白。
It's intriguing to also see that it's recorded the parents did not understand what you're saying to them.
我们的孩子怎么会这么跟我们讲呢？
So why would my child be saying this to me?
纵然耶稣基督是童女怀孕
，Even though Jesus was born of the Mary, virgin，
玛利亚都还是不明白耶稣为什么这么回答。
Yet Mary at this moment still did not understand why Jesus would give such a reply。
下面有一个转折。
We do see a transition, a plot twist。
哎，不明白就不明白吧，你们走吧，我就自己留在这里了。
Did Jesus go the route of, well, you know, it's too bad that you don't understand. You could, you know, take your leave, I'll still be here.
没有，大家看第五十一节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒下面，并且顺从他们。
No, that was not what he did, but instead, in verse 51 is recorded that he obeyed his parents, and he went down with them to Nazareth.
他的爸爸妈妈不过是人。
The parents are humans.
我们做父母的都是 very very limited.
We as parents, we are very limited.
我们都有很多很多不懂不明白做错的地方。
There is much that we do not understand, and there are many mistakes that we've made.
耶稣基督看到自己的爸爸妈妈不明白。
Jesus sees that his parents do not understand what he said.
还在。顺从他们。
Yet he obeyed them.
第五十二节，很多人都喜欢的这一节，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
In verse 52, this is a much treasured verse. It says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men."
这一节和第四十节就成为了一个呼应。
And we see such a response between verse 40 as well as verse 52.
今天我们要做什么样的父母？我们要做什么样的子女？
Who are we to be as parents and who are we to be as children?
好，我们作为结论，孩子本是神所赐的产业，本是属于神的。
In our conclusion, we would say that children are the heritage of God and they do belong to God.
耶稣尊主伟大。神在我生命当中是居首位的，以天父的事为念。
Therefore, Jesus, he exalted God, he held God, the Lord, in the number one position.
也正是因为他尊主伟大，所以他也一定遵守天父的吩咐，来听从他的父母。
And for Jesus, because he honors God, he would listen to the instruction from God and therefore obey the instructions of the parents.
希望这个礼拜我们大家一同来思想背诵这些经文，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
So let us ponder as well as memorize this verse 40. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
我们先低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads. Let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣。
Our dear Lord Jesus.
我们不但是从您三岁以后出来传道，福音书当中的记载有宝贵的得着。
Not only can we draw such gems of insight from the time when you were 30 years old and beyond.
甚至我们从主耶稣基督您的童年，主啊都有极多的领受。
But even in your childhood, we can gain much.
愿主圣经的话语提醒我们。
Lord, may your word remind us.
做父母的当怎样做父母？
That we as parents, how are we to be parents?
做子女的当怎样做子女？
And we as children, how are we to be children?
也愿我们每一个家庭都是真正尊主伟大。
That may indeed our families will be families that exalt the Lord.
因为真的主，你是我们唯一唯一可依靠的。
For Lord, you are our all in all. You're the one, the only one that we can depend on.
愿神您在我们每一个家庭当中得到你当得的荣耀。
Oh God, may you receive all glory that you deserve in each and every family.
愿我们都打心底说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
May it be that we will say, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
我们也相信这样的家庭必蒙主赐福。
We trust and believe that such a family will be greatly blessed by you.
奉耶稣基督你祷告。
By the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。